session. This is the regular meeting of the Portland City Council, Wednesday, April 26th, a.m. session. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly. Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. And Commissioner Udaly is excused. She may try and call in later if that's a possibility. For those of you who may be waiting for the spring bump, the supplemental budget, that has actually been moved to this afternoon. So if you're here for that, we have moved that to
2 p.m.
this afternoon, same place. The statement on conduct, the purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration on matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everybody feel comfortable, welcome, and respected, and also ensure that meeting decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to speak briefly about any subject they wish to address. These items are scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people may sign up for public testimony on first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered before the council at that time. Please state your name for the record. We do not need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. And if you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. And just a brief warning, we have a very long agenda today, so it is very likely that testimony will be shortened at some point so that we can get it done. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light is going to light up, and when your time is done, the red light comes on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, is not allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there's a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected is subject to arrest for trespass. If you'd like to show your support for something that's being said, please do a thumbs up. If you'd like to say you don't like it, thumbs down is sufficient. Thank you. Let's get started with council.